Hello, welcome back. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio. Thank you for tuning in. We appreciate you hanging out with us for the afternoon, that's for sure. Folks, it is an exciting day. It is a very exciting day. But before we get to that, in studio today with me, we've got John Hare, former business manager for SAG-AFTRA Pittsburgh. John, welcome back.
Hi, Charles. Happy to be here.
Always a pleasure. And on the phone with us from the Alliance for Retired Americans, we've got Rich Fiesta. Rich, welcome back.
Great to be back with you too, Charles.
Rich, I got to tell you, hats off to you and many other people who are out there fighting the good fight. The Supreme Court has announced its findings. It's about the Affordable Care Act. What's going on?
Yeah, 10 o'clock this morning, the Supreme Court in a 6-3 vote said that the subsidies for people under the Affordable Care Act apply to all Americans, not just to people in states that have created their own state exchanges. So everybody, as this is extremely good. It's a very common sense decision, actually, that you know, you're not discriminated against because your wacky senators who voted against it and then your wacky governors and legislatures didn't put a state exchange into your state, that you're not going to suffer from that and you can get access to more affordable health care. So we're very happy about all that.
So in other words, we're not going to have conservative politicians punishing constituents just because they don't like the president of the United States.
Yep, that's another easy, concise way to put it, too.
There you go. And Justice Roberts actually came down on the side of the president on this one.
Yeah, just like 2 years ago, he wrote the opinion upholding the constitutionality of the Affordable Care Act. He wrote the majority opinion for the six justices here, and that's always a good seal of approval when you have the chief writing the opinion.
Absolutely. Rich, you know, we've seen other people fight against this. Congress has voted against the Affordable Care Act, Lord knows how many times. Any other court cases out there, or do you think this is about it?
Well, they also, in a great victory for civil rights today, announced another opinion on a 5-4 opinion under the Fair Housing Act that people who feel or have been subject to discrimination can have their rights heard based on if there's not a pattern, so to speak, of discrimination in housing, even though it may not have been overt or intentional. But if a pattern of discrimination is proved, then the Fair Housing Act applies and the remedies apply there, too. That was another good case. And I guess the other big case is states and gay marriage. So that there were three big cases. Two came down today, and the other one will probably come tomorrow or Monday.
There we go. John, your thoughts about this?
Rich, the Affordable Care Act per se does not affect seniors covered by Medicare, but there is a connection, I would assume. Is that your understanding?
Well, yes, and we, for us at the Alliance for Retired Americans, we have a number of pre-Medicare retirees, people who retired either under their own retirement plans or maybe because of health or maybe they lost their job, who aren't 65 yet for Medicare. So, and those are the hardest people who can find insurance because insurance companies are going to charge you more or have tried to just because of your age. So for those people in particular, and we have you know a number of retirees in the Alliance who are 55 to 64, this is a big win for them too. So it's a big win all the way around that way.
Yes, indeed. And I would think that the overall system is affected by maintaining a higher level of people that are insured. It makes the pool bigger, and it does affect the overall costs of health care.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, the bigger the pool, the more you can spread out the costs, and coverage gets more affordable, and the overall costs have gotten better. We've already seen that just, as you know, with a few years under the Affordable Care Act already.
Correct.
I you know, Rich, I got to tell you, we've talked about this a number of times. You know, this is a good day. This is a good thing, and I am hoping that those people who have decried the Affordable Care Act for so terribly long, but yet have not been able to, you know, come up with anything that is a better replacement, will just stop and get with the program.
Yeah, this is a get over it moment now. You know, we've had two Supreme Court cases in the last 2 years This is a get over it. Let's make it better. Let's move on.
I think one way they probably could really get over it is in those states which haven't yet passed the Medicaid expansion that's available under the Affordable Care Act that would cover millions more of Americans. If those governors would take another look at it and decide it's better to have their residents of their state that are eligible covered with insurance than not, and get over and really get over the fact that Obamacare is here to stay. You know.
Yeah. Now they can do two things: create a state exchange and then expand Medicaid, and literally millions more will have better access to quality health care. No question about that. That's part of this "let's get over it and move on" moment.
Rich, anything else we should be aware of today?
Well, I think we can, you know, take our foot off the pedal on the Affordable Care Act. But as you know, we're still working hard. There are a whole bunch of issues for seniors and prescription drugs in the trade agreement, and we're going to have to roll up our sleeves over the next few months as that language becomes available. And the privatizers are not at bay yet on Social Security and Medicare, so we're always fighting for that here at the Alliance as well.
Absolutely. And, Rich, how do we find out more about the Alliance for Retired Americans?
Yeah, real easy. www.retiredamericans.org is our website. Also have a Facebook page, and we tweet and do all those other fun things. So we are easy to find both nationally and in the States, too.
Absolutely. Rich Fiesta, the Alliance for Retired Americans, thank you very much. We appreciate it, and we look forward to talking again soon, Rich.
You bet. Thanks, Charles.
Thank you. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio.